to make things right. You and I must fight for our rights. You and I must fight to survive.
It's a very childish thing that happens in the studio from time to time.
Very childish.
It just happens. No one knows how. No. Yeah. But somebody goes to the loo or something, and when they come back, their microphone's been unplugged, their headphones have been unplugged. We've moved the chair. Mm. We've switched off the computer. So then they have to plug everything back in. It happens to Pip a lot. It's just it's ghosts. No one knows.
No one knows.
No one knows how it's done.
It is a bit of a radio mystery, actually.
And then James just went to the loo, and it just happened to him as well. But he's managed to get everything sorted, and now you're good to go, aren't you?
Hello.
There you go.
Oh,
so there you
back
are.
Again.
So you've managed to fix everything. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's mostly back to normal.
Right.
Oh, good.
But something sounds different.
Is the headphones too low? Is that what it is?
Too loud, actually.
All right, okay.
No, I don't like that.
Don't like what?
I don't... It makes me sound even more northern.
Oh, well, they sound
Hello.
Normal to me.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh. Oh, no, I don't like...
Well, you've got a delay on it as well. Oh, no, hang on.
Okay, that'll do. Right, 20 seconds, 20K.
The Chris Moyle Show. 20 seconds to 20K. Radio X.
No. No.
Oh.
Yeah.
There we are. This is a tune.
It's your last chance to play the game. You want to win some money in your bank account. Then you play 20 seconds to 20K. 20 years ago, Live 8 took place. But which Irish musician famously organised it? You know the answer if you want to play the game. You text a word, play. If you want to play, text a word, play. Together with the answer. So I want a text from you that says the word play and then the name of the Irish musician famously who organised Live 8. And then you send that to 83936. 83936. It's got to be a text message, okay? It's got to start with the word play. Then it has to have the answer to the question. And you send that text to 83936. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. We'll close the lines at 7:45 this morning. So you've got 10 minutes to text in. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play the game. And all the rules, including online entry, are at radiox.co.uk. So we'll play just after 8 o'clock if you would like to be on. This is it. It's the last one. It is the last one. We're not playing it tomorrow or next week. I can't, it's that bit. I can't talk normally over it. So text to wordplay, followed by your answer. Which Irish musician famously organised Live 8 20 years ago? Text play and your answer, 83936. That's text play and your answer to 83936. If you want to play the game today and win some money, text play, followed by your answer, 83936. Do it now. There you go. And with a little wee there.
That was
from,
a lovely one at the end.
Little wee from Pippa at the end of that song. There you are. Right, you got letters?
Yeah.
You know, we've got no control over this. Whoever gets picked to play the game is picked at random.
Yeah, very.
And
very random.
So we might have somebody who goes, I am going for it, no matter what I am going for. I'm going to try and win the most amount of money. Or we get a caller, because it's the Chris Moyles Show, going, hello? What do I do?
Yeah.
Time will tell.
We've had a few
of
those.
Good ones.
Yeah.
That's true. We have some good ones. Here's a lovely letter. Chris, do you remember on the 6th of February, you and the team said happy 5th birthday to my son Theodore?
No.
He absolutely loved it. Obviously, we do.
When?
On the 6th of February.
No.
Yeah, okay. He was over the moon, Chris, that you said happy birthday, and you played him a fart sound effect.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Theo recently went to Cadbury's World and remembered that you love Freddo's and wanted to send you a gift to say thank you.
Stop.
And Theo has sent you a gift.
Oh, you didn't have to do that, silly Billy, but I reckon really it didn't come out of your pocket money. It would have been for Mum and Dad's, but let's just be honest about it.
No, I think it's Theo's mum.
I remember the 6th.
I've got a Freddo Easter egg.
Hey.
Isn't that lovely?
Wicked.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Love the show. There's a picture of Theo there holding his Freddo. Cadbury's World
Christmas
t-shirt on.
Look at you little cutie.
Love the show, Theodore and John Boy. Now, John Boy, I think, is his dad.
Theodore!
And John Boy has also sent us a pen with John Boy Services written on it. I've Googled it. It's not what you think. I think it's something to do with transportation.
I would have thought it was transportation.
It's thinking? Transportation.
What were you
That's what I would have thought.
What were you hoping for?
No, I wasn't hoping. I wasn't hoping for anything. John Boy... Transportation.
Does it remind you of another services with the word boy in it that you've used before and very much are a valued customer?
I think we bought bean bags from Big Boys.
There we go.
Back in the day.
Right.
Have you Googled that?
Nope. Thank you, Theo. That's very, very kind. What a lovely thing. And have a lovely Easter as well. And say hi to John Boy from James. Now, here's a postcard from Carcassonne, which is in the south of France.
I beg your pardon?
We were talking about Carcassonne this morning.
You were.
Hi, Dom and the rest of the team. We are having a great time here in Carcassonne.
In where?
In Carcassonne. It's where I did my French exchange. Actually, it was Carcassonne. It's brilliant. It's a lovely place.
Isn't it nudie?
Listen, shush. We still listen to the show.
Quick search. I bet it's got a nudist beach.
All right, look, it hasn't, but they said we're very close to Cap Dag is what they say here. Right. So you'd love it here. Thanks very much.
How do you spell it?
You don't spell it. J-A-M. The dog on the front, Dom, reminds us of you. There's a picture of a Jack Russell with yellow shades on. I can't see any.
That's shoehorned in for a mention.
Kisses from sunny France to Rudolph, Nigella, and Lillian.
Who?
Rudolph. Rudolph? So that might be the dog, I guess. Nigella and Livian.
I would love it if that was written by Rudolph and the dog was called Nigella.
Joe, I'm not going to read all the names in case it's a Toblerone and I haven't spotted it yet.
Let me have a look.
I don't think it is.
What have you found, James?
I just Googled...
Oh, yeah. Shush.
Nudist beaches in Carcassonne.
Carcassonne. Yeah. It's a very lovely place, Carcassonne.
The top nudist beach is Cap Dag.
Is it nearby?
94 kilometres away.
Listen, I was this is my school exchange trip. I was 17, 18.
It was a quick train ride away.
I didn't do that. I had a very cool French exchange guy called Michel, who picked me up in his Triumph Spitfire.
Oh, that's nice.
Everyone else was picked up by the parents. He picked me up in Triumph Spitfire. We went straight to his club where he worked and we got in at 4 a.m. It was brilliant.
Club.
Love it.
Yeah.
It was great. To conclude, Theodore, thank you very much indeed for the Freddos. And have
thanks,
a lovely
Theodore.
Easter. Thank That's
you.
Very kind of you, actually.
And thanks very much to all the people in sunny France.
Yeah, who's...
Including Rudolph.
Who's nowhere near a naturist beach, which is nice. dom@radiox.co.uk if you'd like to send us an email. Or you can send stuff through the post if you'd like to, sure. To this address.
2, 3, 4.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
That's better.
30 Leicester Square in London. WC2H 7LA. Woo!
Who are you ringing, James?
A man called John. Didn't mean to do that. Pressed the wrong button.
Who's John?
Oh, who's John?
He texted earlier and I hit the button. I meant to hit the button next to it.
Oh, right.
So you will have had a missed call now.
Yeah.
You've got to phone him back and apologise.
Yeah.
No, I won't.
You've got to.
John, didn't mean to ring you.
Did you see the photo that Mark from Tunstall has sent in of William Hansen eating a pot noodle?
That's what I was trying to click.
Well, that's good.
<Were you? laughs>
Yeah. Oh.
That's very good.
Right, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's
very good.
Is that AI?
Wow.
No, that was last night.
Stu Harker's also sent one in, a couple down. He's in a blue tracksuit top.
What, an AI picture of him?
Yeah, this eating a pot noodle.
Oh.
Oh, now that's good as well. It's like William Hurt in that.
Oh, I like that blue top he's wearing.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Now, could you take that picture of the good one of him eating a pot noodle, find a busy restaurant scene and superimpose him in the back of the picture small so it looks more real, and then we'll text it into Jordan North.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that'd be lovely.
Yeah. We'll work on that.
Let's do that.
Right, line's closed for 20 seconds to 20K in 3 minutes. Good luck as you're texting in.
The Chris Miles Show.
Go on, go for it. Radio X. If you like.
The Chris Miles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Got to get these framed puppy photos to mum.
When it comes to posting parcels, your local post office can help you make the right choice. Between Evri, DPD, Parcel Force and Royal Mail. Tracking signature or next day. But we can't help with every choice.
Love from Bubba. Or should we call you Barry?
Send, collect and return parcels all in one place. We can help with that. Just pop to your local branch or visit postoffice.co.uk. Evri and DPD available in selected branches only. T's and C's apply to all services. Please ask for details.
Like to save on Aldi's Super 6 Fresh Fruit and Veg this Easter? From only 8p, white potatoes and carrots, both British, plus broccoli, cucumber, spring onions and garlic, all with freshness guaranteed. Cracking Easter value. Need any more egging on? Aldi, which cheapest supermarket 4 years running? Products and prices may vary, subject to availability.
Welcome to Wilderness 101 with me, Wolf Johnson, survival expert. Imagine your car has broken down somewhere like this. What's the plan of action?
Call Green Flag.
Incorrect. There's no phone signal out here, so it's vital we locate a water source and search...
Actually, you can contact their breakdown service on your iPhone, even with no phone signal.
Foraging for food is crucial.
No need, Wolf. Green Flag's got you. Roadside assistance via satellite on iPhone. Available with Green Flag. Requires iPhone 14 or later models.
Green Flag! iOS 17 or later required. Green Flag breakdown is underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Hiya!
What, geezer?
What's occurring?
Hey, up, son.
You're right, Arkin.
All right, my lover.
Hello.
You're right, babe. Are you ill?
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, dear.
Fancy saying hi to more of the UK? Better get a Travel Lodge. Find great value, king size comfort up and down the country at travellodge.co.uk.
Fine. Me, somebody to love.
The dream sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh, yeah, we're bouncing.
There's big savings and a range of fantastic beds and up to 25% off Silent Night mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Mind the doors. Stand clear of the doors, please.
It's Easter, and you know what that means. Your fridge is going to be as packed as a rush hour tube train. And with Easter epic deals going on at Currys, maybe you want to think about getting a new Samsung fridge freezer. You'll find huge savings on the Space Max range, which are the same size on the outside, but very cleverly, now bigger on the inside. So you can get, on average, an extra 3 bags of shopping in store and online, at Currys. Energy rating C to E.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And And with Peak Save, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11am and 4pm. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
Strap yourself in.
Yeah.
As we're back.
Yeah. Radio
X. You're going to work on that William Hanson photo thing. You're good with the Photoshop, James.
I love Photoshop.
Yeah, you waste loads of man hours at work just doing stuff like that.
Yeah, I do.
Right, lines are closed.
Hello, management.
It's too late to text in for 20 seconds, 20K. Now, we will play 20 seconds, 20K, but don't worry if you didn't enter because you're like, oh, it's too much.
Mm.
Or you did enter, but you didn't get picked. Because we're going to do another competition later on this morning with our show sponsor, Škoda.
Oh, love Škoda.
Škoda. Did you hear Paul Turner actually say Škoda?
I was very impressed.
Yeah.
He said it perfectly.
So that's a competition which we'll do later.
Yes.
You can win some money in that. Oh, is that right?
Yes, Škoda.
It's Škoda Sean.
Škoda Sean. Do you know what? The first thing I thought this morning, you know when we had Steve Coogan on?
Yesterday,
we should have asked him, who does a better Sean Connery impression? Because he does an ultimate Sean Connery impression. His is brilliant.
His is almost as good as Rob Brydon's.
It's almost... I hope he's listening.
Yeah, so what do you want? Me,
Steve Coogan.
And Rob Brydon.
All in
doing
a room.
A Sean off.
Yes.
A Sean off.
That's some money, partner.
Yeah, see, you do that breathe thing. I hate that breathe through your nose weird, thing. It? It's awful.
There's one film where he does breathe loudly. I can't remember which one it is. I can't remember which one it is.
He pulls a knife, you pull a gun.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's very good.
Thank you.
Oh.
That's right. Much money, partner. You do too much breathing, Dominic. And you breathe through your nose.
He does exhale loudly. Much. I can't remember which film. Never seen
it. I don't do that in every film that I've been in.
He actually does breathe quite loudly.
Do you know who I'm playing now?
Who are you playing now?
Right now, I'm playing a Russian submarine man. With my Russian accent.
A submarine man.
Yes. Mm. Now I'm going to play an American terrorist.
Mm.
Hello, nice to meet you.
With the same accent.
Now I'm going to play a baker in a small Welsh village. Hi, nice to see you again.
That's it, you see.
Would you like a loaf of bread?
Yes.
Now I'm playing a French man who works in a boulangerie.
Fake.
Bonjour. Can I help you today?
It is
what would you like?
Every film, same.
I'm very, very, very varied with my voices. Yes. Can you play Scottish man, Sean? I might struggle there. Right, the time is 7:48. If it's your last day before a long weekend today, enjoy all the freedom. Little Lion tomorrow. A platinum hour for you guys at 9 o'clock. Two competitions between now and then. And here comes Oasis.
She's electric. She's in a family full of eccentrics. She's done things I've never expected. And I need more. Got a sister, and God only knows how I've missed her. And on the palm of her hand is a blister, and I need more time. And I want you to know, got my mind made up now, but I need.
been sent an article, James, about Whitehaven that I want to read to you.
Oh, that's
good. You need to find it, though. It's in the unbelievably, fabulously titled Cumbria Crack.
Oh. That's a good newspaper, that.
First for local breaking news.
Cumbria Crack.
That's right. If you go to the website, I am currently on it right now. And yesterday, James, they posted, first look inside Whitehaven's new coastal activity centre.
It looks great. They've got the windows in.
This is written by top reporter Lucy Edwards.
Yeah, this has got Lucy's writing all
over. You say he's got the windows in, James, it's way better than that. Whitehaven Harbour Commissioners have shared pictures from inside the edge after recently receiving the keys to this new centre. So,
well, they've just scattered the windows around, haven't they?
It's called design, Pippa.
If you know the film Star Wars, it's where Luke Skywalker's uncle gets C-3PO and R2-D2 from the Jawas in that big transporter thing. It looks exactly the same
as that.
Whitehaven, the edge.
And the building is exactly the same colour as the water in Brownhaven Harbour in...
Sorry. Now, don't scroll down. You can scroll down to the next picture.
Okay.
But I want you to go with me on this. Mm. You can have a look at this article yourself if you want. See, the organisation, which is the Whitehaven Harbour Commissioners. Now, by the way...
They do good work.
Do they? Yes. Because the water in Whitehaven Harbour has been brown now for what? 2 years?
A bit longer. Getting browner.
Yeah. And getting browner. Yeah. The Whitehaven Commissioners...
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd want to put your hand up and go, you are one of the commissioners for Whitehaven Harbour. They said the centre is now coming to life. It's in its coming to life phase.
Oh, great.
Now, that woman there is the CEO of the Harbour Commissioners.
I've messaged her.
Her name is Deanne. Deanne? Now, Deanne, let me give you a little tip here. Your water in your harbour's brown, and here you are celebrating your new... slightly overrun by a couple of years. Is there an activity centre, would you call it?
Very good activity centre.
She said, it's a really exciting time for us. After years of planning and construction, we're finally inside the edge and ready to take the next big step. There's still a huge amount of work ahead, but the building's full of potential and it won't be long before the site becomes a hive of activity once again as the fit-out gets underway in earnest. Now, James.
Yes. How cool is
Whilst
that?
The edge has been built on a coastal activity centre, i.e. kayakers, wild swimmers, etc. You're not allowed actually in the brown water though, are you?
No.
No.
And is the brown water on that side where the edge is?
No, that's on the opposite side to the brown water. The brown water is by Tesco.
Right.
It's nothing to do with Tesco, just FYI.
Have you seen the thing where they list all the facilities? Have you seen the first thing they listed?
Go on.
Six public toilets.
Yes.
It's good.
That's number one.
Now, six Dom. Of them.
For number twos as well.
Six for twos.
We're talking about the people of Whitehaven and Cumbria.
Mm.
You need to spell these things out.
Sure.
Now, I'm not judging the people of Whitehaven and Cumbria, James, at all. What?
No. Yeah, you are.
I'm not. But the local... newspaper and online, the Cumbria Crack, has clearly gone down there with Deanne from the Harbour Commissioners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she's CEO.
Yeah.
And they've gone, can we just take a few pictures of you walking around? So if you look at the screen here she is, leaning on a counter in an empty room.
Holding a phone.
Okay.
That's it.
Scroll down.
Beautiful view of the harbour.
Yeah,
lovely,
you can't really see. Now, there she is.
What's that?
Walking. She's walking through the reception and cafe area. Oh. I mean, it's not ready yet.
No.
To be fair.
No,
scroll down a little bit more, James.
It's going to be brilliant, isn't it?
Now, stop there. Stop. Yeah. The building is described as accessible and features several different spaces and elements for the public, including, first on the list, as Dominic pointed out...
Incredible.
Six public toilets. That's number one.
It's good to have them.
Is that the most important thing to the people of Whitehaven?
No.
Okay. Because it seems to me they just poo and pee in the harbour.
No, they don't. It's not poo and pee in the harbour.
Keep scrolling down. I want to see more great pictures.
Yeah.
There's a picture of an empty changing room and shower.
Good benches.
What's that on the floor?
That's a grate.
Oh, right.
It's a grate, yes.
It's just a plug hole.
Oh, yes.
It's either that or a fake poo. this here is a picture
Look
of
that entertaining space.
The mezzanine area.
Oh, that looks lovely, actually, to be fair, doesn't it?
Now, Dom, I know what you're thinking. Yeah. What about these toilets that you teased us with?
Yeah, well, just mention them.
Hold your horses. Mm. And there's a photo!
Wait.
There is a photo of the woman actually stood in front of and holding the door handle to one of the toilets.
And she just beat
Why on God's earth would you, A, want that picture and B, pose for it? It's a toilet door, woman. The water in the harbour is brown.
It's a lovely picture of her, though.
Isn't it? She's still holding that phone, isn't she?
Look how happy she looks. That's the happiest she looks in any of the photos, is the one where she's outside the loo.
Yeah.
We're very excited to tell you that the waste from these toilets does not go into the harbour.
No, it doesn't.
It actually goes into a sewage system.
Oh.
I'm very pleased. Very pleased.
The Edge has been funded mainly by Sellafield, James.
Yes, it
That's
has.
Why it's that colour.
Yeah.
Sellafield do a load of good work.
It's a nuclear orange, Dom.
It is.
It looks so cool.
Doesn't it look excellent?
I'm very proud.
Are you
of
looking
that
forward
photo.
To visit him?
Yes.
Mm.
I did. I took a picture of this when it was when I answered the impression of it, what it's going to look like. And because it looks so much like the transporter from Star Wars, I did put C-3PO and R2-D2 in there.
But it really does, though. But also, I know we've said this so many times, it's exactly the same colour as the water has now turned.
Apparently the two are not connected.
Not connected.
Just coincidence.
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway, best of luck there, Deanne, the CEO of the Harbour Commissioners.
It's going to be
That's
great.
What the people there need.
Six public toilets, please.
They need a new building that costs lots of money with six new toilets and absolutely ignore the fact that the other side of the harbour, the water is brown!
The Chris Miles Show.
We can't wait till officially open it.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Lotto's big Easter bank holiday jackpot isn't just any jackpot. It's big. Like, big, big. Like... Sorry. £15 million must be won this Saturday. Lotto from the National Lottery. Play on app. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Bring in spring this Easter at Dunelm. We've got cookware and dinnerware for hosting the roast and everything you need to refresh your home this Easter. Plus up to 50% off thousands more products. Pick up everything you need for Easter together, in-store or online, with free click and collect in as little as 2 hours at Dunelm. The home of homes. Terms and conditions apply.
Get set for spring with great Easter deals on big brands at Screwfix. Like the DeWalt 18-volt XR brushless impact driver bear unit, now only $54.99. And the Titan 140 bar pressure washer was $99.99, now only $79.99. That's a saving of £20. Don't miss out. These Easter deals must end on the 21st of April. Shop the Screwfix app, online or in-store. Subject to availability, see screwfix.com for full T's and C's.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
Easter's on its way, so make your way to Aldi, where you'll find everything on your shopping list, including a delicious and tender whole leg of lamb on sale now. Our exquisite, specially selected hot cross buns, hand-finished, packed with dried fruit and Good Housekeeping Institute taste-approved 2025, no less, so you'll be hot and cross if you miss them. And milk chocolate bunnies! Ah, yes, bet you're all ears now. Aldi, which cheapest supermarket 2024?
Where would we be without the curiosity to explore? It takes us to new places.
It even got us to the moon.
And now there's never been a better time to satisfy your curiosity about electric cars. With great offers in our award-winning range, including the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, available with £2,000 deposit contribution and 0% APR. Discover more at Hyundai.co.uk. Ends 30th of June 25. Finance subject to status. Hyundai Motor UK Limited is a credit broker, not a lender. Terms apply.
Radio X.
News update next.
You know, it's easy to miss important things with all the notifications you get. Like this message from Sergey. Help me, I'm trapped in the upstairs bathroom. Delete. But this message from Otto Sergey is important.
Hello, Mr. Alexander. I've delivered your personalized car insurance deals ahead of your renewal.
Thank you, Otto Sergey. Simples. Just make it simples with personalized deals delivered by Otto Sergey from Compare the Market.
Help! Prices generated from information you provided. Review before purchasing.
Help!
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Right, 20 seconds to 20K for the final time this series. One caller, one game, five songs, possibly £20,000. We'll play soon. After the news with Dominic Byrne, it's 2 minutes past eight.
From Global's newsroom, a union is warning a growing number of schools are now paying for families' microwaves, beds and pillows. The National Education Union says more teachers are being expected to plug the gap for struggling households. Ministers say they're taking wide-ranging action to support them. Rosamund McNeil is from the NEU.
Teachers are spending their own money on learning supplies. They're spending their own money on extra food. They're spending their own money on help with uniform. So that's really serious. And it does, we think, make the case that the government really does need to act.
In other news this morning, the Equalities Watchdog says it's working at pace to update its guidance. It's after yesterday's Supreme Court ruling that a woman is defined by biological sex in the law. Public bodies are considering what that means for places like hospital wards and changing rooms. Donald Trump's special envoy and his top diplomat are due to meet European counterparts to discuss the war in Ukraine. The meeting in Paris will be the highest level of transatlantic engagement about the conflict since February. Ministers have set out plans for patients in England to get more care from their GP without having to go to hospital. Family doctors will seek advice from specialists before making a full referral. And more than 6 million drivers are expected to hit the roads across this Easter weekend. The western stretch of the M25 around London is expected to be one of the busiest.
Sport.
Arsenal are through to the semi-finals of the Champions League for the first time since 2009. They progressed to the last four after a 2-1 win at Real Madrid last night. They beat the holders 5-1 on aggregate.
Yeah.
A last four tie against PSG.
Au revoir.
Yeah, exactly. That's
au
good.
Au revoir,
yeah.
Real Madrid.
A last four tie against PSG is up next for the Gunners, so bonjour to them.
That's
as well.
Right.
Boss Mikel Arteta believes it's a massive moment for the club.
It's certainly another massive step against the team with the highest honours and the competition. It's incredible. I think they showed a lot of maturity.
Elsewhere, Inter Milan beat Bayern Munich 4-3 on aggregate. They take on Barcelona in the other semi. Newcastle United thrashed Crystal Palace 5-0, boosting their hopes of Champions League qualification. That win now takes Newcastle up to third.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Should be mainly dry and sunny for England and Wales. Some outbreaks of rain later for Scotland and parts of Northern Ireland. Temperatures up to around 17 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Look at this. Look at what we've done here. This is a brand new activity centre for Whitehaven. Just keep looking.
Oh.
Just keep looking this way.
Okay, that's
at
lovely.
This lovely new building that we have.
It's lovely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you want, we can give you a little tour. Don't look over there. Don't look behind you.
Okay, fine. Just look. Just pull that. Look. It looks lovely out that way.
Yeah. Would you like to come inside?
I'd love to come
inside.
Come inside.
Now, what you get here is a lovely lot of space. Yes, you can't see out the windows.
No.
In one direction particularly.
That's, and why is that again?
Because of the sun.
Ah.
It can blind you.
So just pretty much looking this way.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
And then if you leave through this door, don't look back. And then drive that way.
Yeah.
And again, don't ever come back. Don't look back.
Yeah, okay, don't look back.
That's fine. Oh, we're so proud of it.
Yeah,
we really are.
I can't wait to see it when it's fully open. How many public toilets have you got?
Six
is perfect.
Six, and they're all accessible.
Great.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Would you like to take a photograph of me holding the door to one of the toilets?
Yes, please.
With a big, big smile on my
make
face.
Make sure you're holding your phone. When I do
yeah,
that,
okay.
Thank
and
you.
Smile.
There we go. That's lovely.
That's lovely. And you won't write anything about the brown water, will you? we're just our new thing here
right.
at the Harbour Commission is we're just ignoring it as if it's not brown.
Listen.
Okay.
It would be strange for our Cumbria crack list of viewers, readers even, not to see any mention of the brown water.
Well, I think, and I don't need to tell you how to do your job, journalist, but your paper's called The Cumbrian Crack.
That's it.
And that water is brown.
Yeah.
I think you should also stay well away from it.
You know, it's a very good point you make.
Thank you. And here. Bye-bye.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Thursday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X. Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Dave has texted in, like many people have actually asked this question, saying, what are you going to do when Pippa leaves the show with that intro? Because Pippa's all over it. She's actually not all over it. She's only on it twice.
Yeah.
I'm not the party lady.
Yeah, a lot of people think that's Pippa going, we're having a party.
No.
But that is not Pippa.
No.
Let me run through. Are you ready? Let's play Pippa, not Pippa.
Hello?
Not Pippa.
Lovely nuts.
Pippa.
Beef.
Pippa.
I love sausage.
Not Pippa.
We're having a party.
Not Pippa.
Boobs is what they want.
Not Pippa.
Yeah.
Not Pippa.
Yes!
Not Pippa.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
Pippa. And... Pippa. So there you go. There she is. That's her there. So, yeah, so just so you know, this isn't...
We're having a party.
No.
That is not Pippa. And...
I love sausage.
That's not Pippa either.
Nope.
And...
Yes!
He's also not Pippa.
Yeah. I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
That is Pippa. And that's Pippa.
You just need someone else to say, lovely nuts and beef.
Yes.
Yes.
And you're done.
Now, we need to try and get a guest to say it naturally between now and Pippa leaving.
Yes. Do we want a female guest, ideally?
Nah, that's your first problem.
would you like a nut? We have an assortment of nuts here. We have normal peanuts. We have dry roasted nuts. We've got some cashew nuts. Do you like the look of how we've put them in front of you? Hoping they go, oh, yeah, lovely nuts.
Yeah, lovely
nuts. And they'll go, yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it? Yeah, but how does that look? That looks all right. How does it look, though? What can you see? Look at it!
Lovely nuts.
Thank you! Ladies and gentlemen, Claudia Schiffer.
We've blown lots of people's minds. I'm having a party, isn't Pippa?
No!
What?
We're having a party!
That's not Pippa.
No, it's not.
That is somebody else. Whose name begins with a P?
It does, yeah.
One of the greatest pieces of radio I've ever heard in my life.
Ah, it rewards further listening, I think is the expression, if it's still available to listen to.
And I worked with her.
Did you?
We worked at the same place at the same time.
Right.
And lovely.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I have fond memories.
Yes,
of
said person.
Party woman. Yeah. And I wish her and send her all my love and all the best.
Yeah.
And she's still going strong.
Good.
Which is great.
She's got a great voice.
This...
I love sausage.
...is neither Pippa or Partey woman.
I love sausage.
That is somebody else.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
As we established, that is Pippa. That audio was taken from her first interview with Hart.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
And this noise...
like Chris Moyle.
Yeah, all right. And this noise was when they offered her the gig. So, there you are. Claudia, what kind of nuts are they? Say it! Claudia Schiffer, thank you. Right, 11 minutes past 8, we've got to get a move on because it's coming up.
Radio X!
Coming up!
Coming up, more compelling Thursday entertainment, even though it feels like a Friday, but it's actually a Thursday.
That's right, yes.
Today, we play our final round of 20 seconds to 20K. Someone could win a giant pile of cash shortly.
Wouldn't that be lovely, Joel?
Plus, 2K, 2 G's, 2 big ones. Your chance to win £2,000 thanks to our friends at Skoda.
Whoa.
Thursday really is the new Friday.
Well, today, yeah.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
20 seconds to 20K, hopefully next.
Take me tonight, I'm an easy lover. Take me into the fire, I'm an easy brother. I'm on fire. Burn my sweet effigy, I'm a roadrunner. Spill my guts on the wheel, I wanna taste.
Sabian's cover version of my track called Liar. They did a good job with it. I like that. Well done. Right, quarter past eight, April 17th, 2025 is the year, in case you've just been time-travelling. It's Thursday. For some, it's actually Friday, because they're ahead of the long bank holiday weekend. You're not at work till Tuesday after today.
Mm.
Or you're like the Chris Moore Show team of proper hard workers, me, Dom, Pippa and James.
That's it.
Who will be in tomorrow.
Quite right.
Phoenix and Captain, can't be asked.
No. And you're welcome.
There you go. Absolutely no shame.
Nothing.
No shame about getting some sleep and enjoying themselves rather than going to bed early, getting up early, being absolutely shattered and drained for the rest of Friday. Mm. No shame there, is there? You think you've actually sussed it?
I've nailed it, yeah. Well done, me. Yeah.
I know what I mean.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Sorry, Dom. Sorry, Dom. I pressed the button. I'm so sorry. We had to get straight into the competition, and I pressed the button just as you were saying, I know what I'd rather.
I know what I'd rather.
The Chris Moyle Show. 20 seconds.
Back.
To 20K.
Radio X.
For the final time, we play 20 seconds to 20K, and today it's Gina. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, team.
Do your
morning,
friends, Gina. Do your friends call you Oren?
Yeah.
Lovely. Do they?
Not heard that for a long time.
There you go. Wow. I brought it back.
Shake the bottle, wake the drink.
That's right. That was. Gina, where are you?
I'm in Swindon. I'm at home at the moment.
Swindon? Mm. Oh, she sounds posh.
God's country, isn't it? Swindon.
Sounds like she wouldn't like the Chris Moyle show. we sound way too, like, you know, common for you, Gina.
I'm so not common. I mean, I'm so not posh.
I am so not posh.
I will take your first answer there on that, Gina. And what do you do, Gina?
I'm a PA.
A PA?
Oh.
What, so like you go to summer fates and stuff and shout really loudly? The Funny Shape Vegetable Competition is in 10 minutes!
Are you
working from home today?
I am indeed.
Oh, nice. How long have you been... Are you a PA for a person or a department or...?
I'm a PA for three people in the consultancy.
Oh, and do you have a favourite?
Of course she does.
You must do.
No, I don't.
You liar.
Yeah, come on, Gina.
They're like my children. I can't choose a favourite.
Yeah, liar. just like your kids, you're lying again. Because you do have a favourite, let's be honest. And it's the middle child, isn't it? I know. Now, when it comes to the three, are they three men that you PA for?
One woman, two men.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think we know a favourite.
I think so too.
The middle one.
Yeah, the middle one. There you go.
How long have you been looking after those three?
Well, I've been with the company for 9 years.
Okay.
Okay.
And do they come and go, but you stay?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
When's your birthday, Gina?
It was the 2nd of March.
2nd of March, lovely. And did you get a gift from all three of the people that you PA for?
Nearly.
Okay.
Gina.
So now we know her least favourite.
Absolutely.
Narrowing it down.
That's bad, isn't it? What was the excuse for the one who forgot?
I bet they didn't even mention it.
No.
They didn't actually.
Well, I really hope that they listen to this.
Yeah.
Or their other half does.
They don't deserve you.
And their other half goes, you know, Gina, you know, when it was her birthday, did you get her anything? I didn't know.
Oh, I totally forgot.
How do you know that? I might have heard it on the radio this morning.
Yeah.
Gina won a massive competition and her final words were, you can shove your job up your...
Absolutely.
Right. Okay, shall we get into this game?
Okay.
Okay, come on, don't be nervous.
No.
It's just, you know.
You got this.
It's just scary sounding music and a lot of money on the line, but you'll be absolutely...
Yeah. Okay.
You'll be absolutely fine. Of course you will be, right. We'll have a little practice to see how you feel. Make sure you can hear the music down the phone and all of that.
Okay.
So, you've heard it several times, I'm going to imagine.
Yep,
okay.
I have indeed.
All you got to do is name the song. So you can say the name of any other song in the world. It doesn't matter.
Mm.
But then as soon as you say the correct title of the song that we need, that's when we start the clock, all right?
Okay.
Okay, so let's have a practice. I will put 20 seconds on the clock. The clock will start when I say start the clock. You will hear the track and you will tell me the name of the song. Ready?
Okay.
Just as a practice, start the clock.
Under pressure.
Very quick.
How's that?
I kind of knew it.
No, yeah, I know. We use the same test track every day, yes.
I know.
But you're going to know the next one as well.
Mm.
All right?
Okay.
Do you listen to Radio X a lot?
Yeah, every day.
Every day. Mm. There you go. So every day, you're going to hear a song and you're going to go, oh, that's... And you're going to say it out loud, and I will stop the clock and we'll give you some money. Mm. That's how the game works.
Okay.
Shall we play?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yesterday I said they go very quiet as we get to play the game, and it's normally, yep, no, yep,
yep. Uh-huh.
Today was a...
Sorry.
No, it's... Listen, don't apologise. All right. Whatever you believe in, Gina, whoever, whatever you pray to, if you ever put anything out to the universe... We're going to do it now. I'm going to say start the clock. You're going to hear a track. You're going to know it, Gina. You're going to know the name of it. You're going to say the name of it, and I'm going to stop the clock and give you some money, okay?
Yeah.
Manifest this. We're going to make it happen. We're going to make this happen more than that fella did who didn't give you a birthday present despite the fact you look after him and make his life easier. I'm assuming it was a man because, you know, let's be honest, it was, wasn't it? Right, here we go. All right. For £1,000, just give me the name of this song, tell me it, and I'll give you some money. Ready?
Yep.
Start the clock. No, what did he get? Sorry. A blubbing birthday present?
Gina.
Gina. Listen, I can't think of the name.
Gina, listen, I have to say at this point, it happens. Yeah. It happened to somebody else in exactly the same position of you with the song Wonderwall. And
I'm going to get all the texts now.
You are. Yeah, but apart from that one person who didn't bother giving you a present because they clearly have no respect for you.
Absolutely.
Do you want me to tell you what it was or not?
Yes.
It was Roll With It.
Of course it was.
And you're going to think of that every time you drink out of your 20 seconds to 0K mug.
Oh, yay. Yeah.
There you are. Every cloud.
Do you know, I don't know if you can hear, but actually if you can hear very closely, you can hear Joel in the premium rate department absolutely.
He's
laughing his arse off, love.
He's just
punched the air with excitement. Yeah. With so much gusto, it actually made a noise. So there you are. Well, listen, you didn't get it, but you've got a mug and we had a lovely chat. And now expect in the next, I'd say, week, a present from one of the people that you work for. Going, Gina, I'm terribly sorry, Gina. I honestly had a mental note to because anyway, but
I work for Boris Johnson.
I've got you this, and I know I don't know anything about you whatsoever. You're a woman. I assume you're like a scented candle, but please, with all my best wishes, that would be great. Just before you open it though, I do. Could you just do these expenses? That would be great. Thank you.
Yeah, that'll be right.
That's true. Lovely talking to you, Gina. Have a lovely bank holiday weekend.
Thank you very much. Happy Easter, everyone. Happy
Yeah, same to you, Gina.
Bye, Gina.
Bye, Gina.
Bye.
Ooh, ah.
Listen, it's the Chris Moyle Show. They were either going to win 20 grand or they were going to win a mug with no in between. Yep. You know how this show works.
But she was a lovely caller.
She was a lovely woman, wasn't she?
Which is more than we can hope for.
Yep. Alan from Leeds, you could have a job in radio with your text, which says, I'm very impressed that Gina didn't swear when she said, course it was. Fantastic restraint there. Alan, not only you thought that, but so did James Pippa, myself and Dom.
Yeah.
And the person I was looking at the time that was captain that actually did a, ooh, face.
It was a lovely save, Gina. When she went, appreciate it.
Of course it was.
Good catch.
Yeah, it was.
So there you go. I've not done the maths, but I think we've given away, since we started this competition, over £100,000since doing it. But also, 2.5 million mugs. That last bit up. Gina, never mind. To everybody else, thank you. That was 20 seconds to 20K.
The Chris Moyle Show, 20 seconds to 20K, Radio X.
Now, would you like another chance to win some money? But you don't need to name 5 songs. You don't need to name 4 songs. You don't need to name 3 songs. You don't even need to name 2 songs. I'll explain all after Sam Fender. Blue Monday.
Change the way you think of me.
There you go. Sam Fender, Will We Talk? I'm not reading any text messages out. And yes, Johnny Vaughan would go mental if he heard that.
Yeah. There was a lot of love, actually, for Gina, I have to say.
Yeah.
Lovely Gina.
In between all the other text messages, there was lovely.
Yeah.
A lot of love for Gina.
Gina giggles like Captain, a few people have said.
Nathan says, further proof if needed that no one actually likes Oasis, it's just a conspiracy theory.
Just a conspiracy.
We're joking, Matt Deverson.
Yeah, nice theory, Nathan.
We're joking, Oasis management with tickets. Now, if she'd have got that right, she'd have had £1,000. Now,
would.
She could have gambled that money, played on to try and get £2,000. So she'd had to name two songs to get £2,000. However, we've got a little competition with our show sponsor, Škoda, to do right now.
Win with the Chris Moyles Show on Radio X and Škoda.
Now, this is not 20 seconds, 20K, but you could win £2,000. And we absolutely 100% are going to give away £2,000 this morning. This is all thanks to the all-new Škoda Enyaq. Be the first to jump into the new all-electric Enyaq. I do that in my voiceover voice.
Really good voice, that. It's really nice.
It features electricness, spaciousness, and it even locks itself when you walk away.
That's clever.
How does it even know to do that?
Do you know what? I've got a neighbour of mine who absolutely needs this car.
Really?
Yeah. She's left the window open to her car many times before.
Oh.
But my favourite was when she left the driver door open.
Ah, that's a biggie.
She forgot to close the door of the car.
Seriously?
Went into the house, put the kettle on, whatever.
What?